Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGroarty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Anchorage Republican Mel Gillis was sworn in yesterday as a state representative. Alaska Public Media reports that Governor Mike Dunleavy appointed Gillis after Josh Rivak moved from the House to the Senate to fill a seat vacated by the death of Senator Chris Birch. Gillis was unanimously confirmed by all 22 House Republicans, including Lance Pruitt of Anchorage, who points to Gillis's experience operating a hunting guide business and lodge.
He has an appreciation for our resources and the responsibility that we as legislators hold with keeping those resources renewable in this case. If you overhunt, then you can't be a hunting guide, right?
It's the first time since Birch's death in August that all 60 legislative seats are filled. Gillis couldn't be reached for comment. Another remote Alaska community is suffering an infrastructure problem. For the past 2 months, the Bethel area native village of Quinnagok's runway has been shut down at night. As KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports, problems with runway lights are preventing landings, including of medevac flights when it's dark.
Patrick Leland just returned from checking out the airstrips at Quinnagok's airport.
And there are some that are pulled out or have popped out. And there is one that is, looks like it was pulled out and the wires are showing.
He's not sure how long the lights have been out. He and others noticed the lights were out around September as the nights got longer. It was obvious they were not working. Kids have vandalized lights at rural airstrips before, but Cleveland doesn't know if that's what happened in Quinnahawk. Cleveland says the man who maintains the runway denies damaging the lights.
There was another source of damage that caused that.
It's put the tribe in a tough position. The native village of Quinnahawk took over the airport from the state in the 1990s, and that means they have to pay for lights and repairs. Shannon McCarthy is the spokesperson for the State Department of Transportation. She says the tribe has a couple of options. They can apply for funding from the state, which oversees money from the Federal Aviation Administration.
But in terms of actually getting the funding, they would have to work with their funding partner, which is FAA.
In the meantime, Quinnahawk has shut down the airport to all night flights until the end of the month and possibly longer. The tribe is also advertising for a contractor to repair the lights. Cleveland says one contractor has expressed interest so far. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.